terrible things are always making headlines. Every time you turn your television on the news, you see something that happened that is terrible. Maybe you all never seen me on television. That's possible, because I've never been on television. You got to be terrible to get on television. Listen, I don't have to do this for a living. Next week, I'm thinking about going back to my old job. I was a lifeguard at a minute car wash. I just come back from 12 weeks on Broadway looking for work.
I want a job. I just want to work. I don't want to play with you. No, no, I just want to work with you. I don't want to socialize. I don't want to apologize. I have 10 lovely kids and I'm old. You know, during the 30s and 40s, when wages were low, I worked 12 hours a day, sometimes even more. Now them unions that organize and the pay is good, I can't get no job now because they say I'm no damn good. Then too, they say you got to be a relative to join the union. Now how in the hell can I be a relative? But when they was paying 30 cents an hour, I worked as plumber, pipe fitter, rigger, metal worker, tool and die maker, carpenter and cement finisher, technician, electrician, wallboard hanger, and painter. Now they paying from $3 to $6 an hour. Every time I apply for a job, tell me to come back tomorrow. When some of my other brotherlings can't even read nor write, but they all got jobs. Some of them even working day and night, holding down two jobs when I can't even get one. Biggest joke I ever heard, this thing they call civil rights. Listen, man, I don't want to fuss nor fight. I'm not that type. All I want is a job. I'll work day or night. I don't want to play with you. I just want to work with you. Well, I'm 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, broad in the shoulders, wide in the hips. I got big, strong muscles, big, thick lips. Get my message. I don't want to apologize. I have 10 lovely kids and a most beautiful wife. Listen, man, all I want, Lord knows all I want, is a J-O-B, a doggone good cotton picking job, sitting down drinking booze.